In this bulletin, the Australian government announces measures aimed at limiting exposure to the more infectious variant of COVID-19. Residents in Greater Brisbane urged to stop panic buying as the region goes into lockdown. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Good afternoon. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a series of new measures applying to passengers on domestic and international flights are about limiting the exposure to the coronavirus variant identified in the UK. Greater Brisbane is entering a three-day lockdown after more infectious strain of COVID-19 was detected in a Brisbane hotel quarantine worker. The new measures include the mandatory wearing of masks by passengers and crew on all international and domestic flights. A negative COVID-19 test must be recorded by all people seeking to travel to Australia prior to departure, with some limited exceptions. Chief Health Officer Paul Kelly says the new measures are supported by the science.
Our main issue is to keep Australians safe and to really make sure that this particular strain is not the one that becomes circulating in Australia. The reason is because it will be much more difficult to control. So that's why we're going hard and fast. And strong.
There will also be a 50% reduction in the cap on international arrivals into New South Wales, Western Australia and Queensland until the 15th of February. Mr Morrison says financial aid will be available for Australians overseas. And Australian states have imposed strict border restrictions for travellers coming from Greater Brisbane. Western Australia says a hard border is being implemented from midnight to all arrivals from Queensland. Other states, such as South Australia, have introduced restrictions to arrivals from Greater Brisbane, requiring them to undergo 14 days of quarantine. South Australia's Chief Health Officer, Professor Nicola Spurrier, says there is concern the more infectious COVID-19 strain, first detected in the UK, has now spread to South Australia.
We do know that, in fact, we've got another two cases with that UK variant here in South Australia in our Medi hotels. We do actually have that variant here in our own state, and we have to be very mindful of that, and we have to not have complacency. We've all got to be still doing hygiene, the physical distancing.
In other news, the family and friends of Australians who died in the 2002 Bali bombings say they're frustrated that the man suspected to be behind the attack has been released from jail. 82-year-old Abu Bakar Bashir was driven out of the prison in Bogor in West Java in the early hours of Friday after the end of his 15-year sentence for terror offences. Albert Talirako is a spokesperson for the Coogee Dolphins Rugby League Club in Sydney that lost six members in the bombings. He says the release of Abu Bakar Bashir is distressing for the loved ones who died that day in 2002.
I think days like today bring back really bad memories for those that lost loved ones, in particular their children. It's a life sentence for them. They don't get to see their children anymore. It's as simple as that.
202 people from 21 nations died in the bombings, including 88 Australians. US President Donald Trump has acknowledged the incoming administration. This comes as calls for Mr. Trump's immediate removal from office grow after the fallout from the US Capitol riots, which left four people dead. It comes a day after Congress formally validated President-elect Joe Biden's presidential election victory. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has joined those calling on the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Mr. Trump from office before his term ends on the 20th of January. In her weekly press conference at the US Capitol in Washington, she also called on Vice President Mike Pence that if he does not act, the Congress may proceed to impeach the president.
When you have the 25th Amendment invoked, that would be calling upon the Vice President, as we hope to do, to take the lead and with a majority of the cabinet to be able to unseat the President of the United States. A very dangerous person who should not continue in office. This is urgent. This is emergency of the highest magnitude. So you're Pompeo, the Secretary of State. Do you stand by this president dangerously staying in office?
Let's see what the weather's doing for you over the weekend. In Perth, partly cloudy and 37. Adelaide, sunny and 34. In Melbourne, sunny as well, 28. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 25 in Canberra, cloud clearing 27 in Wollongong, much the same 23, similar conditions for Sydney 25. 26 for Newcastle, cloudy as well. Much the same for Brisbane, 27 degrees. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm, 32. And similar conditions for Darwin, a top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.